Anna, good morning.
So, good morning. How are you?
I wonder if you got to hear Pat earlier on this horrific trip in Shanghai in China. What have you got for me?
Well, with us, we were, as a family, there was myself, my mother, my two aunts, my brother and sister. We flew out from Heathrow, as we thought, to the Canary Islands. And it was like something from Home Alone. We were there rushing through the airport. We got to the flight. Quick, take a seat. Door was closed. And it was the time where the planes were smoking and non-smoking. So the smoking was down the back. So one of my aunts was sitting down the back. Halfway through the flight, the pilot announced, "We'll be in Bilbao in an hour's time." And what happened then was, we were meant to be going to Canary, so there was panic on board. My mother stood up and shouted down to my aunt Anna at the time, "Anna, we're on the wrong flight." So there was, our bags were back in Heathrow. When we got to Bilbao, we were left on the plane. We were escorted off by military personnel. We were put into a hangar for about 5 hours, and we eventually got to the Canaries the following day. Yep.
How many of you?
There was my mother, my two aunts, who are now deceased, my brother and sister, who were very young at the time, and myself.
But how did all of you make the same mistake?
Well, you see, at the time, Mom was... They were depending on me being followed the leader, and we were in Heathrow, and I said, quick, we're late for the flight. And we thought it was like in Cork, we would just stand out and the gate was there. I think we were running for about a mile to the gate. But what happened, when we got down to where the gate was, there was a left and a right. We must have taken the wrong turn, and that plane was ready for to be taken off.
But what about boarding passes?
No, nothing. Quick, take your seats. We just jumped in tiny seats, and I remember my aunt Anna went down the back because she wanted the cigarette.
Yeah, but what about possibly sitting in someone else's seat and they'd come along and say, "You're in my seat"? Nothing like that.
Nothing. And I have the passport stamped with Bilbao on it.
So technically, nothing. You could have gone on a free holiday as long as you had a passport. And
We could. And also, we couldn't make out on the flight at the time. Everyone was kind of in suits and properly dressed. And we were in the holiday mode. We were all dressed summery. But I'll always remember my mother standing up and shouting down, "Anna, we're on the wrong plane."
What did everybody else make of it on the plane?
Oh, there was panic. And at the time, the Irish weren't too well liked in England. So a bunch of Irish on the wrong plane, their minds were going absolutely haywire. So that's why we were greeted off the plane, as I said, by armed military police.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
The military police escorted you off the plane because they thought you were members of the Provisional IRA or something.
Exactly. Yes. And instead we saved 4.5 or 5 hours to get to the Canaries. It took us something like 14, 16 hours.
You're in northern Spain, right? And you think you're going to the Canaries. So how did you get from northern Spain? Did you have to book another flight, or did they extradite you or throw you out?
They extradited us. They put us on a connecting flight then from Bilbao to the Canary Islands. We'd have our passport stamped again, leaving and coming into the Canary Islands.
So that's your story is following on the back of an email I got from the fella. They were getting the 7 a.m. train to Dublin on Saturday. There was chaos in the cafe because you pay for your coffee first at the coffee dock, right? And then they make it for you. Yeah. But there was such a queue of people, the train was leaving. So a lot of people had paid for coffees that they had to leave behind. One of them was a fella who'd been in the pub the night before, and he said people were chatting them, and he said he was getting the train to Middleton, but he actually ended up on the Dublin train.
Well, we ended up on a flight from Bilbao from Heathrow, but again, it probably wouldn't happen now, Neil, but again, it was a business flight, so there was plenty of seats available. So we were up the front, my aunt was down the back puffing away, smoking, happy out. But I can tell you, I can still remember my mum standing up shouting, you know, as if we were on the number 8 bus or the number 14 bus, any bus in Cork, we're on the wrong plane.
Yeah,
but I can tell you, there was panic.
Yeah.
But it's very funny to look back on it.
It was all your fault, Anna.
It was all my fault. All my fault because they followed me. And you see, I was rushing. I was saying, quick, we're going to miss the flight. And we were running down, you know, hallway after hallway. And yeah.
As your mammy would have said years ago, would you have got a good clip around the ear for that?
I did. And it was the time before mobile phones. We had no way of contacting anyone. We were just basically.
Weren't they great days? If you got on a train or a plane, went back then, you were completely and utterly uncontactable for a few hours, and it was great.
You were.
It was just
and
great.
And even when we did find the phone box in the Canaries to ring my dad at the time, it was just washed over his head. He couldn't understand it. But as you said, it had only happened to us.
All right, girl. Lovely story. Thanks for sharing it. Well said.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anna.
Take care, Niamh.
You tell a great story. You tell it very well, in fairness to you. Lots of sayings. He's ploughing the headlands, would be said of someone who was about to die at death's door. Never heard that one. Some old fiddles need to rosin the bow. I've heard the story of fiddles and rosins, but not that.